Puck going to be fought for. Parson on the rebound. Here's Killorn with a puck. Holds on to it. Yeah! The Anaheim Ducks win the game. They defeat the Nashville Predators, who at one time held a 2-0 lead on Anaheim. But the Ducks fight back. Lots of contributors. The final score, Ducks 3 and the Predators 2.
A brilliant performance, a brilliant team performance here, and a great team win for the Anaheim Ducks, collecting this hard-fought 2 points. And I got to say, I mean, from goaltender John Gibson up, it was just a great effort, and it really started with Gibby. He came out tonight. He really got the job done. He gave every chance for this Ducks team to come out with the win, and it was just fun to watch.
And there's Radko Gudas for watching the TV celebration, giving high fives to every member of this Ducks team. Little move of the head, a smile. He's happy, so are we here. What an effort by our hockey club tonight. And the winning on the road continues. We were talking about that four-game road trip earlier this year. They're finding ways to win games on the road, and boy, how important is that moving forward? It's a big thing.
Yeah, no, it is. And once again, not ideal coming from behind, but look, a win's a win. It's something that this Ducks team is going to try to just figure out ways to play with the lead, create that separation, as we saw games ago on that Eastern Conference swing against the Philadelphia Flyers. It was the biggest win as far as goals scored for there. So not only look for them to play with the lead more and play with it often. So regardless, Ducks get the huge 2 points here tonight, and what a win it was.
What a victory over the Nashville Predators. And we'll be going down to the locker room here in just a moment or two. And here from who we're guessing will be our guest, Radko Gudas. We've asked for him. He's doing actually a TV interview with the national folks that are here broadcasting the game. And while we await him, we can tell you that Ducks Hockey on the Ducks Hockey and Radio Network all season long, brought to you by UCI Health. We stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop-at-nothing, and then we'll come back with a recap and then send you back to our studios. And Alexis Downey and Emerson Edom will visit about the outcome tonight, a goal and assist, 6 hits. What more do you need from Radko Gudas?
And Bo Grew is going to be joining us here momentarily. He had a great game here, really doing it all, winning 50-50 battles. Coming out with the pucks and just led the forecheck there several times throughout the game. There was that one shift where we looked back, and one of the best offensive zone shifts of the whole season he put on. He was a key piece of that whole sequence. So a lot of good things from Bo as we wait for him to join us momentarily.
All right. We'll be looking for the signal when to go down there. Meanwhile, the Ducks leave after the game for Denver, Colorado, in a game with the Avalanche tomorrow night. And of course, we'll have that broadcast for you exclusively on Duckstream, and we look forward to that. We've just been informed that maybe we're about 2 minutes away from visiting with the Anaheim Ducks player, and we'll go down to there. A terrific start to what's going to be a very short road trip, but a win against the Nashville Predators here, and just the way they did it and the many contributors, including Gudas. So I think, as we mentioned, Emerson throughout the broadcast was right at the forefront of that leadership in a lot of ways tonight. He got this big smile. He's being interviewed on TV, and good job, Radko Gudas.
Yeah, he gets on the score sheet a couple times here tonight, just all out competing. Before his goal there, like I mentioned, behind the net, fighting off checks, winning battles, putting guys through the boards, and he just continues. He doesn't take a shift off. Whatever this team needs, he's there to do, there to accomplish. Momentum builders, he got in a fight here today in tonight's game. He just did so many good things for this Ducks hockey club. Got an assist there on that game winner, Ovakanainen's goal. Just fed that puck across, put it right in his wheelhouse, and for the finish. There was a big-time goal, the go-ahead goal, and the game winner scored for himself, like I mentioned, but he really put it all together like he normally does, game in and game out. He's a team-first guy, and Ducks are certainly lucky to have Radko Gudas on the roster.
And again, Bo Gruel will be with us. There was some thought maybe they'd move it over to Gudas again, but it is going to be Bo Gruel. And just a matter of seconds, I believe, before we head down there. Hey, you can text 714-940-2950. Express your opinion on the game, and we'll talk more about it on DuckStream. 714-940-2950. And there shouldn't be any excuse why you don't send in a note, because this game had a lot of good things, and we want to hear some good opinions from you, our great Ducks fans, back at home on DuckStream.
Well, we brought it up there a little bit early on the broadcast. Teams that have had very limited amount of shots on goal coming out the win. And we've had a few, 23, 24, 25 around that shots on goal mark, and still coming out the victory here thus far in this early parts of the regular season. But 20 shots on goal, that might be the least amount that this Ducks team has had so far in this season. That solidified a win. So, doesn't matter, right? A win's a win, no matter how you get it done. And the Ducks did just that here in Nashville.
And again, one final reminder, we're on the air tomorrow night from Denver, Colorado, 6 o'clock Pacific time with our play-by-play, and 5:30 with our pregame coverage. We'll be playing the Avs at Ball Arena, and the first time during the regular season where we get to see the Colorado Avalanche. Regardless how many injuries they have or where they're at as a hockey team, you know they can win on any night when they're going full speed ahead. So we look forward to that game, and then don't forget to get your seats in advance for the Friday, November 17th game against Florida at Honda Center. That's a 7 o'clock start. St. Louis, Montreal, and the LA Kings on the 24th of November follow in that order. And wouldn't it be something we get another win tomorrow night in Denver and come home with back-to-back victories, but take them one at a time, and a much-deserved victory by this Ducks team. And there was a lot of contributors, and I'm sure head coach Greg Cronin is pleased, and his coaching staff, with what he saw from this team tonight. A lot of positive things, and hey, maybe they build on this game and come up with another solid effort tomorrow night against a pretty good Avalanche hockey club.
Yeah, and they're catching Colorado at a time where it's some of their lowest moments of hockey there this last stretch, dropping a few lately there. So got a ton of talent on that Avalanche team. You just got to prepare to the best of your abilities going up against a powerhouse like the Avs, but dealing with some goaltender injuries lately. Just a little bit of a preview of what's going on with the Avs. So long story short, tall task ahead tomorrow night in Denver, and we look forward to you joining us for that one.
Yes, we do. And, again, we're just awaiting the visit that we have coming up. And as Emerson said, and it's changed around a couple of times, but Bo Gruel is the guy that we're due to get. And then I'll wrap it up quickly with Emerson so he can have at least a good segment with Alexis Downey back home. And we'll be on our way to the airport and head to Denver, Colorado. So all in all, a very special night here. This is an impressive effort by a hockey club, and I think the phrase is that never gives up. And they were behind 2-0, could easily have folded tents, and had Nashville got that third goal, who knows what happens. But we had the big guy in net, John Gibson, some great contributions from a lot of people, and I think led by Radko Gudas, regardless of the statistical aspect of his game, everything you talked about, Emerson, just a big plus for this hockey club in a lot of areas.
Yeah, and just as we continue to wait for Bo Gruel here in the post-game interview, Cam Fowler, 3 shots. He had a big night with that first Anaheim Ducks goal. CNI shot there from the strong side, short side shelf. What a goal that was to kick off the Ducks goal scoring. Mason McTavish, stellar in the faceoff circle, 11-6 for 65%. So was Bo Gruel, who we'll have a pleasure of talking to momentarily. 4-3 in the faceoff circle, 57%. 4 shots apiece for Max Jones, Frank Vetrano. For the Nashville Predators, Jeremy Lazan, four shots, including that hit. And we'll take a pause here as we go down for an interview with Bo Grew. Bo, thanks for joining us once again here with Steve Carroll and myself. We just felt that you were such a key piece to this win, a difference maker through and through throughout tonight's game. We had to have you back on. How was the overall feeling for you? I mean, you sure, just by eye test, were in control a lot of times of that puck, trying to be a difference maker and overall great creative assets offensively. I mean, can you just take us through your overall game, because you were stellar out there today?
Well, first of all, thank you. I appreciate that. But second of all, I think, I was out of the lineup a couple of games, and I think I wanted to make my presence felt out there, and I think I did a good job of that the past two games, but especially tonight, I think Azaline, me, Jonesy, and Sylvie had a pretty good game. We were really on the same page out there, especially offensively. So obviously that made it way easier for me. I thought my face-off were good. I thought my board battles were pretty good too, so... Overall, I'm really happy with that.
And you're facing a very tough team in the Colorado Avalanche. What are some key takeaways from tonight that you can put in full effect against a great Colorado Avalanche team tomorrow night?
Yeah, I think we got to be careful of our turnovers. That's been a theme a little bit for us the past couple of games, to get our number a little bit lower than that. And I think tonight we did a great job, and tomorrow is going to be even more important to take care of that. They're a really fast team, really skilled, so... But I think if we play our game like we play in the third period, we put pucks low, we recover them, have a good forecheck. Defensively, I thought we were pretty sound too. So if we bring that to tomorrow's game, I think it's going to go our way.
Thanks again for joining us. Great win tonight, and good luck tomorrow night.
Thank you. Appreciate that.
Okay, we're going to take a quick break so Emerson can get a couple of minutes in with Alexis back home. Ducks win the game 3-2, and back with all of that. And then we'll bid you adieu from Nashville, all on Duckstream, coming up next.
Oh, wow. Oh, my God. I'm so excited. Thank you.
That's the sound of Casey getting a random act of helpfulness. We just told him the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be replacing his old manual wheelchair with a brand new power wheelchair. And we paid him for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you, too, with a great deal on a reliable, award-winning Honda, like the 2023 Accord. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
I mean, Chuck E. Cheese is rough. I don't know if you've been there in a while. They look like they're trying to go to business and they can't.
All new material.
They filed for bankruptcy and they're still open. They called Blockbuster and they're like, how do you get out? We want out.
Nate Bargatze, Saturday, April 6th, Honda Center. Tickets available at Ticketmaster.com. Produced by Outback Presents. Don't miss Nate Bargatze, the Be Funny Tour.
NHLShot.com, the official online store of the National Hockey League. And the world's largest selection of officially licensed NHL fan gear. With unique one-of-a-kind designs by Fanatics, Adidas, and all the latest styles for every NHL team. Don't miss out. Shop now and get today's special offer. NHLShop.com, a Fanatics experience.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
GACLA 125-674-EM-433-90.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
See See every Honda Center event from the best seats in Orange County. Annual premium club seats are the best way to entertain your most important clients, best friends, your family, and yourself. Events of all sorts come to Honda Center year-round, so there's something for everyone. Spend less time parking, finding your seats, and buying concessions, and more time enjoying all the amenities of the Pacific Premier Bank Club level. Get our latest club seat offers today at HondaCenter.com/club seats.
Anaheim Ducks Hockey is brought to you by UCI Health. At UCI Health, we stop at nothing to prevent, treat, and cure cancer. Visit ucihealth.org/stop at nothing. Stay tuned for the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, up next on DuckStream. You're listening to the Anaheim Ducks postgame show, exclusively streaming on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio home for the Anaheim Ducks.
The comeback kids keep it rolling tonight, and in fact, they make history. The Anaheim Ducks getting a 3-2 win over the Nashville Predators on the road in Nashville. And like I said, making history, becoming the first team in league history to record 6 third period comeback wins through 15 games in a season. Alexis Downey here with you, joined by Emerson Edom in Nashville. Emerson, just your quick immediate take on the end of this game.
God, it's just when you start to get some kind of disbelief that it can happen again, they just start to rev up their engines, this Ducks team, and just play the way they need to till that final buzzer. And a lot of these incidents, they're coming out on top. I don't know how they're getting it done, but it just seems to be that when they're down, coming from behind, they're entering that third period, they're just more calm. They have a purpose with each puck possession. And I just thought from the middle mark of this hockey game on, they were the better team. So it was certainly brewing. But, I really cannot explain, nor that it's really seen before at this rate, the amount of comebacks that this Ducks team is able to orchestrate time and time again.
All right, Emerson, well, let's get into exactly what happened in this game. The first period, definitely not one that the Ducks want to remember, having to go on the penalty kill quite a few times. No goals in this period from both sides, John Gibson being a big part of that in the net. Shots, though, Nashville had 11, Ducks had 5. So going into that second period, it started with 49 seconds on the penalty kill that was killed off, but the Predators got on the board first. Philip Forsberg, right after the penalty ended, the puck was batted out of the air and over John Gibson's pads.
Early moments, second period, no score in the hockey game. Penalty about to expire, 2 seconds, one, and that's it. Lacombe's back on. Ducks killed it up. Nashville with it, go behind the net. Now out near the right point. They crisscross, Josi goes one way. And O'Reilly another, then a shot towards the net. They score! A lot of traffic in front of John Gibson. One of the reasons why they were able to stuff one by him. There were quite a few bodies in that general vicinity. And we'll have to wait to see who gets credited for the goal, but it's 1-0 for the host team.
And the Ducks were able to get a couple chances for a short amount of time afterwards, but then it was a fight that broke out between Jeremy Lazan and Radko Gudas with 7:11 on the board. Ryan Strome would end up getting the 2-minute minor, and Nashville would go on another power play.
There's a puck fought for down in a heap, couple of players, one from inside near that blue line in the Anaheim defensive zone. And the Ducks will toss it ahead. That's Gudas. All heck about to break up. And we're going to have a scrap. Lazan in a fight against Fakanainen. And the Nashville defenseman Lazan kept punching away at, well, actually that's Gudas. And I thought it was Fakanainen who was tied up with Forsberg. Tell you, Gudas is upset, smiling at him. And we might not have seen the last of that, because that happened in a hurry, erupted, and Lazan kept throwing punches after the official tried to get in between him as well.
When the Predators then went on the power play, Roman Josi just top shelf, just having the time to wind up and putting it past Gibson on a what was a failed clear on that play too, getting 2-0 on the board for the Predators.
Here's a chance again to center it on O'Reilly. Rob, did that hit off the post? Well, that one might have, but this one doesn't. A rebound goal by the always dangerous Roman Josi, shooting it up high over Gibson's shoulder. And the Predators extend their lead with a power play goal. 5:32 to play in the period. It's 2-0.
All right, Emerson, so it was 2-0 halfway through that second period. What did you think that the Ducks really needed to change as their play was going on?
Well, I knew it was important for them to stay out of the box. Of course, they're being down a man just certainly wasn't helping. So, after those goals by the Nashville Predators, they had to just make sure that the five on five play was there. If they got some power play time, figure out a way to best utilize that puck management and that overall power play time. So, I thought just staying even strength and or trying to get on the power play would have done wonders. Also, just getting back to the basics. Start moving your feet, and I thought a lot of the first half of this game, Nashville Predators were being winning those loose puck battles, getting first to pucks, and therefore started out with the pucks along with their good faceoff percentage coming out of the first. So it was just a bunch of little things that the Anaheim Ducks needed to do, and that Frank Vetrano shot from the slot there that just missed short side wide really from that point on pushed the Nashville Predators team back. It allowed them more patience with the puck in the offensive zone, the Anaheim Ducks, and they were just able to keep building momentum with each possession offensively.
And then Ross Johnston and Michael McCarron got into another scrap at 3:39 on the clock. That certainly seemed to shift the energy a little bit.
Especially on entries there. Oh, here's a fight here.
Yeah, here's a fight, no doubt about that. Some right hands being exchanged by Ross Johnston with Michael McCarron. You kind of sense that might happen. Johnston gets the right hand free. McCarron holding on. Johnston again lands one, lands to the side of the face. Johnston's a tough cookie, has him pinned against the board. Kind of partially missed with the right hand, but not letting the Nashville player fight back, really, and the officials get in between it. And I render this decision, as a boxing official from years past, a victory for Johnston. And now the Preds want to get it Johnston, and Nashville's upset, and they pull McCarron off the pile.
Cam Fowler would then go short side shelf not long after that fight to get the Ducks' first goal of the game.
Puck is played by Anaheim. Boy, it'd be nice if they can get one behind that goaltender, Saros, here before the period ends, get back in it. But it's been tough to do to this point. 21-9 at the moment, favoring the shots to the Nashville Hockey Club. They score! Cam Fowler! Well, he just got one by the Predators goaltender late in the period. And Anaheim finally gets on the board. And you know what, fans? That could be a very important goal once this game is in the record book.
So as Steve said, that was a very important goal in this game. Finishing out the second period, 2-1. Nashville was leading. Anaheim just won on the board. And then starting off that third period strong, Radko Gudas right up the middle. A nice passing play with Troy Terry and Urho Vaakanainen.
Puck shot towards the net. And that was a one-time drive. By Nelgazo. Puck played by McCarron. It was on the ice after that scrap early on tonight, if you missed it, with Ross Johnston. Here comes Vaakanainen feeding it in on right wing. Ducks go in front, a shot, score! There's a big one for the Anaheim Ducks on a feed in front of the net. And Anaheim has tied up this hockey game at 2-2, and thank you, Radko Gudas.
Radko Gudas, the sniper?
So that play from the end of the second period really playing over into the third period. And that pairing of Gudas and Vaakanainen really showed out strong in this game as Urho Vaakanainen netted his very first NHL goal. It would be the winner in this game. And it was also assisted by his good friend Radko Gudas.
No icing as Nashville shoots the puck down, and they'll make a wholesale change with personnel.
Well, no surprise there. Bo Grew first on the forecheck there, continuing to get on all the action. Look for good things to come for Bo Grew the rest of the way.
Adam Henrique storming his way into the corner. Makes out his check. Puck is played out. Gudas. Now Vaakanainen scores! Urho Vaakanainen from Radko Gudas. The Ducks take the lead for the first time in the game, 3-2 with 3:51 to go.
So 3:51 to go. The Ducks were able to hold the Predators off the board, but it wasn't before John Gibson had to make some pretty big stops towards the end of the game to keep the score 3-2.
For Anaheim, Gibson standing tall. And Carrick chopped the puck to the far wall. A shot coming, knocked down in front. Gibson left hand save. Another one, he's down on the ice. Seated with 5 seconds left. He hangs on to the puck.
What a first save, a second save, and then a third save from Ducks goaltender John Gibson, who, when the moments trickle down in this third period, he won't be denied. He wants this two pucks here tonight in Nashville.
The 3-2 final Ducks win would do it for you in Nashville. The Ducks coming away with their first victory on this two-game back-to-back road trip. Final shots on goal, Ducks 20 and Nashville 31. We'll have more of this post-game show after the break.
Oh, that would be so beautiful. I could use that. I appreciate it.
That's the sound of Paula getting up. Random act of helpfulness. We just told her the helpful SoCal Honda dealers will be giving her yard a professional makeover. And we paid her for sharing that story on the radio. And we can help you too with a great deal on a reliable award-winning Honda, like the 2024 CR-V. To find the helpful SoCal Honda dealer near you and to submit a random act of helpfulness for someone you know, visit SoCalHondaDealers.com.
Support comes from UCI Health, home of Orange County's first and only adult bone marrow transplant program with groundbreaking cancer research and world-class treatments. They stop at nothing for a cancer-free future. UCIHealth.org/BMT.
There was this guy who had a close circle of friends. They did everything together. They threw dinner parties, went on fishing trips, hung out at the beach. They were inseparable. But then one of his friends got in serious debt. He needed money. So he set this guy up, framed him, and had him arrested, all for 30 pieces of silver.
Jesus was sold out. He gets us, all of us. Visit HeGetsUs.com.
WWE Monday Night Raw returns to Orange County for the first time in 6 years. You'll see WWE World Heavyweight Champion Seth freaking Rollins.
Who's the kid now?
The American Nightmare, Cody Rhodes.
May the best man win.
Nia Jax. The main event, Jey Uso. Oh. Damian Priest. Becky Lynch.
I am the man.
And more. Honda Center, 4:30 p.m. Monday, February 19th. Tickets start at just $25 and are on sale now at Ticketmaster.
To most people, a flashlight is just a light. But to Gettle Air Conditioning and Plumbing customers, it's a beacon, illuminating the way to total home comfort and peace of mind. And when that flashlight comes on, our values shine bright. We respond quickly and get the job done right. From complex plumbing and sewer repairs to Sadie-certified AC installations, Gettle's got this. Visit us online at Gettle.com. G-O-E-T-T-L. There's no one better, but it's hard to spell.
From the electricity out on the ice to the roar of the crowd in the stands, there's nothing quite like Anaheim Ducks hockey.
Terry backhand scores! Troy Terry!
And this season, you can be there live to cheer them on. As the official ticketing partner of the Anaheim Ducks and the NHL, Ticketmaster has you covered with the largest selection of seats at a wide variety of price points. So get off the couch and get into the stands. Grab great seats to see the Anaheim Ducks today at Ticketmaster.com/ducks.
The Anaheim Ducks 30th anniversary season will feature 30 theme and giveaway nights. Check out the full schedule of festivities, including special legacy nights, the second annual Women in Sports Night, and more at anaheimducks.com/promos.
Welcome back to the Anaheim Ducks post-game show. Another win in the books, 3-2 over the Nashville Predators tonight. Now the Ducks are 8-2 in their last 10 games, continuing that swing of good hockey on the road as they played so well on their last road trip, 4-0. And now they're going to keep it going after this win tonight against the Predators. Now on the season, the record is 9-6, 18 points in the Pacific Division. And for those of you that sent us a text, I'm going to get to it now. We always appreciate you reaching out and being a part of the post-game show. And if you'd like to and you haven't yet, please text us at 714-940-2950. Emerson had to get going. He had to get to the bus as they're getting on the plane tonight, flying to Colorado to take on the Avalanche tomorrow. It's a quick turnaround, so he's out. I am in. Alexis Downey here with you for the post-game show. So let's get to these text messages. The first one from our guy, Marty. Thank you so much for always texting us. He said, just one thing this time. Gudas! I love it. Radko Gudas is someone that I really want to talk about in this post-game show because he was such a warrior tonight. I mean, between his offensive presence, just helping on that end, and then also his defensive play, getting in the fight. I mean, he had a Gordie Howe hat trick in this game. So I feel like that just says it all. Another text we got from our guy, it's Plagues. Boy, that was fun. Ducks making some history with that third period come from behind victory. No Zegras, no Carlson, no problem. Cardiac kids, do it again. What do you say? Let's do it all again tomorrow. Quack Attack is back. I love it. It really is back. I mean, you're driving down the freeway and you see it on the billboards. Well, it is back this season. The energy has been so good around this team. It's really infectious watching them and just the intensity that they're bringing night in and night out. No Zegras as he is on the IR. Carlson not playing in this game either. So the lines looked a little different. And that's another area I want to talk about tonight. That third line in particular, as I talked about Jakob Silfverberg in the pregame show, he went on to have a great game with his line mates, Bo Grew and Max Jones. Two more texts to get to here. Way to go, Ducks. We beat the Predators with a angel emoji. Yes, we did. And the last one, do you see this Ducks team making the playoffs this year? You know, I mean, it is only 15 games in, and they always say that if you're having this success in the month of November, that usually you're in a position, unless something drastic happens, where you, if you're in the position of, a playoff spot in the month of November by the end of it, then usually, I forget the percentage, I want to say it's around 70%, but don't quote me on that. You're usually in the playoffs. Well, this Ducks team looks good, but they also had some play tonight that was not impressive. And that's something that I want to talk about too, because you didn't feel the intensity until the end of the game. Of course, I feel like that always happens in the third period. The Ducks really just turning it on, but we saw some bright spots of that in the end of the second period too. So I don't want to sit here and give you a prediction that I think this team is going to make the playoffs, but I think they're doing a lot of good things that could lead them to a playoff position. I mean, if you look at the standings right now, the team is in a wild card position in the Western Conference. They are in that number one spot, 16 points. The St. Louis Blues behind them at 15. They're also tied with the Arizona Coyotes at 15. So the Ducks are sitting in a good position, but that's a lot of games away. So we will see if the Ducks can keep up this play. And, you know, they are still missing a couple pieces in their lineup. Jamie Drysdale still out. Brock McGinn still out. Obviously, Trevor Zegras out. So it's going to be interesting, you know, once everyone is completely healthy and back in the lineup to see, you know, just what they can do. So let's get into some more from this game in particular. Some of the stats from this game to start. So the Ducks going 0-for-3 on the power play. That was not a bright area for the team tonight. They haven't really been excelling there in general in the recent games, it seemed. And it was switched up tonight. Max Jones actually getting time on that top power play unit, which I thought was interesting. Maybe a bit of a reward for him, too, for the way he's been playing. So on that top unit tonight, it was Pavel Minchikov, Troy Terry, Alex Killorn, Mason McTavish, and Max Jones. Maybe Max Jones there to just provide some support physically too. I thought that was good experience for him as well. Obviously, though, Leo Carlson not in the lineup tonight. He's a big part of that number one power play unit. And then also on the flip side, the PK, they have been so good. I've talked about that in the pregame show, I feel like, the last couple games. Coming into tonight, 17 for 17 in the last six games. Well, after tonight, they are 21 for 22 in the last seven games, as they did allow a power play goal in this game. You know, and they had a lot of work to do in that first period. I mean, they had to take on three different PKs just alone in that first period. That was certainly a struggle for the team, just going to the box a lot early. But John Gibson doing really strong in the net. The Ducks were getting some of their clears. And if you were listening to the stream earlier, after that first period, the guys, Steve Carroll and Emerson Edom, had a chance to talk to Sam Carrick after that first period. And he just talked about how the Ducks really needed to possess the puck better. They weren't getting much of that. They needed to put everything together, get more support on their breakouts, get more offensive zone time, because we didn't see a lot of that in the first period. Shot volume was not there early in the game either. And overall, it just wasn't necessarily a good start for this team. Unlike the last game against the San Jose Sharks, that game seemed like a full 60 minutes. Tonight was a bit of a different story, but like I said, the Ducks just turning it on really towards the end of that second period. And one of the biggest factors was that Ross Johnston fight, I felt like. Right after that, Cam Fowler getting the goal, that really sparking this team tonight. They improved on the faceoff in the faceoff circle in that second period, about 48.5%. They ended the game about 50% in the faceoff circle, really out hitting Nashville, which we could see there was a bit of physicality in this game, hence the fights too. But the Ducks out hitting Nashville there, 22-12. So just some bright spots in this game from that. And of course, the bright spot of Urho Vaakanainen getting his very first NHL goal. I feel like it's been a long time coming for him. And what a goal it was, and what a shot it was, too. I mean, the game winner in this game, your first NHL goal, and everything that he's had to go through from last year, his hip surgery, rehabbing, and now he's back making an impact in this lineup, playing on a line with Radko Gudas, who, again, just outstanding in this game. It was a feel-good moment to see Urho Vaakanainen get that goal and help get this Ducks victory. All right, more after the break of your Anaheim Ducks post-game show.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
Music.
Music. Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man, reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station? We'll celebrate guys like Stoney Edwards and O.C. Smith, you know, guys who didn't get a lot of radio play back in the day.
And how about fearless gals like Tammy, Loretta, and Dolly, who paved the way for the female country singers of today?
Well, let's call it Country A-Go-Go.
Yes.
You keep saying you got something for me.
Search Country A-Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A-Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey everybody, Mr. Yearwood here, inviting you to come hear today's biggest country hits, lots of your longtime favorites, and all the rising stars who are just tearing it up with their new music. And here's the best part, the easiest thing on the planet to do. Just search the Big 615 or tell your device, play the Big 615 on TuneIn, and bam, you're going to be enjoying some of the best music in the world. Made the way it was intended. Direct from the place where country music lives. That's right, Nashville. It's the Big 615.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
Nothing sets the tone for your day like country hits. That's why TuneIn's exclusive Country Roads is here to make your journey just a bit better. With classic, feel-good country songs to bring summer vibes all year long. The top 40 hits you just can't get enough of. TuneIn's Country Roads are your route for the best in country music. Just search Country Roads or ask your device to play Country Roads on TuneIn for a little Southern hospitality now.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn, but if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Welcome back to the post-game show. Another victory for your Anaheim Ducks. 3-2 on the road on Broadway tonight in Nashville, Tennessee. The Ducks keep it rolling this week after they had a win over the San Jose Sharks. So now two wins in a row. Pretty good bounce back after last week, some losses at home at Honda Center. So some more on tonight's game. Just a couple more things that I wanted to get to. Talking about that goaltending from John Gibson, you guys are all talking about it on our DuckStream Twitter in response to our latest poll. It seems that John Gibson seems to be maybe the one of the biggest factors from this game, too. The poll that is up right now, you can go vote on our DuckStream Twitter, or X, as it's also called. Immediate reaction to the Ducks 3-2 win in Nashville and the options. They got it done at 29% right now. Congrats to Urho at 20%. And winning right now at 50% is Gudas is a warrior. But then you check out the comments. A lot of people talking about John Gibson's performance and night. Just how good he's been as of late for the Ducks. Tonight stopping 29 shots on 31 total shots, excuse me. And if you go back to last game, you know, just he's been so solid in the net for the Ducks, just getting that win against the San Jose Sharks. Not getting the win necessarily against the Pittsburgh Penguins, but he played such a good game against the Penguins and against what is his hometown team. And prior to that, a win against the Vegas Golden Knights too. So just great to see that outstanding goaltender work from John Gibson. Really, we know he can do it, and it's great to see him doing it on the back end for this team. Also, just talking a little bit more about just some of the game early. Honestly, in watching this game, I felt like there was a lack of intensity from the team, and I'm saying that I know it was a win. And it really wasn't until the third period that I started to change that. I personally thought there was a change on the ice. It wasn't an impressive game by the Ducks by any stretch. Definitely some areas that they can clean up. We talked about the puck possession time. There was really not much of that in that first period. Second period, the Ducks just having to get a lot of clears. The fights, you know, they necessarily weren't skating and just moving the puck as well. It seemed like Nashville was possessing it a lot more. But talking about that third line that really seemed to turn it on in the third period, specifically, there was a really good shift from the third line of Max Jones, Bo Grew, and Jakob Silfverberg before the penalty that was just midway through the period. Just a really good shift by that crew. And I felt like it was a good spark also in that third period. And I mean, it's great to see that group getting such a good shift. Also, Bo Grew speaking to our guys Emerson and Steve after the game seemed really happy about his play. You know, obviously there were some things that the team is going to want to work on. And Colorado Avalanche are a very different team from the Nashville Predators. So some things to talk about as the team gets there, moving forward. But also, I know I talked about Urho Vaakanainen, but he had a two-point night, one goal, one assist. That assist coming on Gudas's goal. So Gudas, one goal, one assist, 2 points. Also, those were the leaders for the Ducks tonight on the score sheet. Not exactly the people that you would have picked out, but great to see that pairing get 2 points, each of them tonight. And like I mentioned, Radko Gudas getting a Gordie Howe hat trick, which is a goal, an assist, and a fight in this game, as in the second period, he did take on Jeremy Lauzon. So, overall, positives to take out of this game, the penalty kill continued to do well. They just were clearing the puck a bit, the defensive play just starting to tighten up as the game went on. And overall, the power play needing some work. Also, I know I mentioned that wasn't an area of strength for the Ducks tonight. Only one shot on the power play tonight, whereas Nashville had 12 of their shots on the power play. But they did have a lot more opportunities than the Ducks did overall. So, as we look ahead to the game tomorrow, taking on the Colorado Avalanche, 3 games in 4 nights for this Anaheim Ducks team. A lot of hockey to be played, and like I mentioned too, definitely a different team that they're going to see tomorrow in the Colorado Avalanche. And the Avalanche currently are sitting at a 9-5 record and in that second spot in the Central Division right now behind the Dallas Stars. So, it's just a different game of hockey, different mentality. Turn the page, get ready for tomorrow, move on. One other area that I wanted to mention too, just because I have to shout out producer Steph for this stat, some of the leaders on the road this season, Mason McTavish leading the way with 9 points. He also had an assist tonight, so that added to his point total. And then also behind him, Ryan Strome, 8 points, Vetrano, 7. You see that line. They're doing so well this season. It's awesome to see how offensively minded they have been all year long. Pavel Mintikov at 4 and Adam Henrik also at 4 points on the road. So some players to keep your eye out for in tomorrow's game. And then also, if you look ahead further, as I mentioned, this was only the first meeting with the Nashville Predators. 2 more meetings on the season against the Preds. I think there's going to be a little bit of some bad blood between the two teams. I mean, historically, I know it's quite a history for the Anaheim Ducks with Nashville. And in the last 6 meetings, Nashville winning those until tonight. So it was good that the Ducks were able to break that streak by the Predators. But the next meeting between these two teams will not come until January 9th. So plenty of time before then. But like I said, next one to look forward to tomorrow night in Colorado on the road, a 6 p.m. start, 5:30 pregame. And then the Ducks will be heading back home on Friday for their final game of the week. It is Hockey Fights Cancer Night. So if you're looking for a game to come out to this week, the Ducks will be at home on Friday taking on the Florida Panthers. And, I think I'll just leave you with my final quack for tonight's game. Honestly, despite the low shots on goal tonight, which was actually a season low for the Ducks in all of their games, only 20 shots on goal, Nashville had 31, and maybe lack of puck possession and just some areas, the power play not doing so well. It wasn't the Ducks' best game. But again, I don't know what it is with this third period. Like Emerson was saying, there's just something. This team just finds a way to turn it around, and that's exactly what they did again tonight. Making history, I'm going to say that stat one more time too, because it's something. I mean, the Ducks making history with this game tonight. 6 third period comebacks. They are the first team to do that through 15 games in a season. Just making history are these comeback kids. All right. So, like I said, tomorrow in Colorado, you can join us back here on Duckstream. But if you want to keep listening after the break, we will have your Ducks and Predators replay. So don't go anywhere. Thank you for tuning in with me. I am Alexis Downey. I'll be back tomorrow with your pregame show. Thank you for listening to Duckstream, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.
Hey, it's your friend Garth Brooks, and we've got a new station exclusively here on TuneIn called Tailgate Radio, which you're gonna love. Turn it on and turn it up for the perfect tailgate playlist on game day. Search for Tailgate Radio on TuneIn to listen.
The biggest classic rock hits do just that. They hit hard. And on TuneIn's Classic Rock Hits, you'll find only the best in high-octane awesomeness. We're talking rock gods like Led Zeppelin, Kiss, AC/DC, Lynyrd Skynyrd, and so many more. So for those of you about to rock, search Classic Rock Hits or ask your smart device to play Classic Rock Hits on TuneIn.
TuneIn's Coffeehouse Station is open for business. So pull up a cozy chair and start soundtracking your day with light acoustic classics from today's most soothing songwriters, like indie geniuses Bon Iver, soft rock newcomer Phoebe Bridgers, and acoustic legend Jack Johnson. All in a soul-warming rotation on TuneIn's exclusive Coffeehouse Station. Just search Coffeehouse on TuneIn to listen.
TuneIn is the audio platform with something for everyone. News.
We were delighted to learn that the president's lawyers, the moment they found out about...
Sports.
Johnson strikes quickly. The magic continues. For
music.
TC.
I can buy myself flowers. Come down. And even podcasts. Whatever you love. Hear it right here on TuneIn. And be sure to ask your smart devices to play TuneIn.
Hey, Debbie, we got so much classic country music on our record shelves.
I'm listening.
What do you say we make another radio station?
Yes. Check out our new station. Just search Country A Go-Go or ask your device to play Country A Go-Go on TuneIn.
Hey there, it's your friend Stormy Warren. Buckle up and join me every single weekday from 7 a.m. to 1 p.m. Central right here exclusively on TuneIn. What can you expect from my show? Well, we're talking about and playing the hottest, freshest, and newest country music around, not to mention plenty of the biggest hits you already know and love. Just search the Big 615 or ask your device to play the Big 615 on TuneIn.
There's a lot to listen to on TuneIn.
Music.
At 17 years old, working a part-time job.
Man. Reaching over the railing, he caught it!
But if you want to discover some new favorites, follow us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at TuneIn for all new recommendations. Who knows? You may just find your new favorite radio station. Follow us now and hear all the audio you love right on TuneIn.
Follow you.
Follow us.
Follow us.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com and score big. Orange County's premier injury firm and official personal injury attorneys of the Anaheim Ducks. At Easton & Easton, our family of litigators has more than 100 years combined experience fighting the insurance companies in all types of injury accidents. With our family, every case is personal and handled by an actual attorney. Call to speak with an attorney today at 1-833-EASTONS. That's 1-833-EASTONS. Let our family help yours at EastonLawFirm.com.
Visit EastonLawFirm.com. To score big, official personal injury attorneys on the Anaheim Ducks.
Real country music. Cody Johnson live Saturday, January 20th, in concert at Honda Center. Country's best. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour with special guest Justin Moore. Also featuring Dylan Carmichael on stage at Honda Center, Saturday, January 20th. Cody Johnson. In concert. VIP and reserve seats on sale Friday, October 6th, 10 a.m. at Ticketmaster.com in the Honda Center box office. Cody Johnson in the Leather Tour. Special guest Justin Moore.
They say the game starts when the puck is dropped, right? Wrong. NHL Preplay presented by GEICO is the game before the game. It's the free-to-play daily NHL Pick'em game. So how's it work? Every game day before the puck is dropped, answer up to 10 questions and earn points for a chance to win $50,000. It's that easy. He scores! Score big with the game before the game. Play today on the NHL app or at nhl.com/preplay.
Products that keep your business performing at the highest level. Solutions designed to streamline your team's playbook. And the expertise to help your business score big. Pacific Premier Bank, part of your team and the official business bank of the Anaheim Ducks and the Honda Center. Visit bbbi.com. Member FDIC. It doesn't get much better than this.
Since 1894, Arrowhead brand 100% mountain spring water has been there for you with a natural, crisp taste sourced from springs in and west of the Rockies, refreshing our everyday moments. And now, proudly hydrating the Anaheim Ducks. Arrowhead 100% mountain spring water. Nothing else.
Make your next Ducks game unforgettable. Select 30th anniversary season party suites are still available. Bring up to 40 friends and enjoy all-inclusive food and beverages, access to club-level amenities, and more in a private suite. Inquire today at hondacenter.com/unforgettable.
Thanks for listening to this exclusive presentation of Ducks Hockey. Stay tuned for a replay of tonight's game on DuckStream, the official 24/7 audio network of the Anaheim Ducks, presented by Gettle and powered by TuneIn.